You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're in person for this podcast episode, just us two. This will be a once-a-month thing now, So a little bit of change, but it's for the better. We're having a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll optimize it more and more. This is this is not a studio we're renting out.
This is all in our budget, so... If you would like to help with this, please help.
Please. Look, if you donate to us, if you donate an object, we will put it... Oh, that's really not a bad idea.
That's, we need to set up a P.O. box, but I need to set it up in a town far away because I'm really scared of it. So.
Yeah, we'll put it a few states.
Yeah.
But if you donate anything to us, we will gladly display it in the corner of what is now giant movies and pops.
Yeah. We'll get rid of the Death Stranding... collector's edition, because no one cares about that anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you? Sad. Isn't there a second... Aren't they making the second one right now?
Oh, I mean, the whole box, though, is just huge.
Oh. Oh! Yeah, oh, that's huge, yeah.
But the dual disc stays on during sex.
Yes. Confirmed. So, just to start the things off, we've probably given an update. We played for the month, because it's once a month thing now.
Yeah.
I've been playing Modern Warfare 3, which is just nostalgia.
Look up what I've been playing, to be honest. I really like...
Modern Warfare 3 is a $70 nostalgia trip. Did you buy Call of Duty yet?
Yes. I have it. I just haven't
No, I was going to say, because it's down to 50 now.
Why do I even try? Why do I even buy games? They're on sale, literally every week. Yeah, really? I just need to look at the calendar.
So, the zombie's been pretty good. We're going to do first impressions or review of it when we get the chance. I heard the campaign is amazing. I mean, the best. I heard the campaign is good.
It's Warzone now,
which is
great.
Yeah. The online, it's just a big nostalgia trip. Honestly, it's genuinely fun.
Right.
If you played Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3 is a solid trip. Modern Warfare 2 from 20...
The OG.
Yeah, the OG.
The first Modern Warfare 2, not 2 years ago
Back when you can say terrible things online with zero repercussions.
Right, yeah.
We played Naruto Boruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections. Check our review.
Yeah, review, unboxing of the collector's edition.
Check our disappointment down below.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We'll get to Mario RPG at some point. It's on the back burner right now, but really nothing else left in the year to play.
We played WarioWare for a little bit.
WarioWare was cool. Yeah. We also played Mario Party, the newer one, which we haven't played together.
I didn't even play until that point.
I played it once, but
it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally a remaster.
Yeah, it's
remix?
A nostalgia trip. They combined all of them basically.
Yeah, but then put the first three games maps because they were the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was it's really fun. And I wonder if the online's good, but
yeah, we'll have to try it. Maybe just me and you if it's on sale at some point.
Right. A Nintendo game on sale, Derek.
I know.
Can we be realistic?
I know.
The ultimate Black Friday, and Nintendo would if they heard GameStop lower Nintendo game by a cent,
this is why GameStop's failing. They have to pay out Nintendo every time they put Breath of the Wild at $54.99 instead of $59.99.
Yeah, really. Please, Nintendo, we just want some more of your game.
Stop.
No, nope, not a cent under.
No. Doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
What else did we play this month?
I've been trying to beat Isaac.
Yeah, I've actually been back on Slay the Spire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there was talks about the sequel again getting an update.
There's a sequel coming out?
They're doing Slay the Spire 2, but they
cool.
They stopped production because of all the Unity nonsense that was going on. But then Unity went back on all of it, so now they're kind of progressing it again. Yeah. So but I've been playing that again.
What do you play it on?
I play it on my phone.
Yeah,
actually. It's actually great.
I
run it and that's it.
Yeah, I played a little bit on Xbox because it was on Game Pass. I think it still is, at least on PC. But then because I'm a sucker and I pay for the ultimate phone plan. I get Apple Arcade for free, but it had Jetpack Joyride 2, and it has,
FNAF?
Does it?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say, really?
Am I missing it? It's going to get, Resident Evil
again,
stuff, though, right?
That's another, I don't think about, not Apple Arcade, but Resident Evil is on there now.
Oh, nice.
It's apparently.
Right.
But I still want to do a skit where it's playing FNAF on your phone, but in public, you're just
Sorry, Freddy. Freddy showed me his butthole. Sorry.
She can keep me out of the vents. I'm sorry. I want to do that skit like in the same like cinematography that Nintendo did their like Switch commercials, where they're like in like these really nice public places with like family and friends. You know,
now that Five Nights at Freddy's is on the phone, you can get scared anywhere, and you're like on a train, just like.
We could do so much with a Five Nights at Freddy's sponsorship.
Scott Kaufman, if you want. I know you're not really tied to it much anymore, but you could come and sponsor us.
On the toilet. Done. That helped, yeah. That helped. That's cool. I love roguelikes, so I at some point need to go back to Slay the Spire.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, do I want to play a game for fun or do I want to play it for content? It's
That's the problem, is it's like nice that I could play it on my phone, like, on break at work or something really quick, but then I could stream it, I guess, but like video wise there's nothing to
exactly. Oh my god, I picked that car.
I did it.
See, that's one of those games where we need to get, once we have a big enough following to justify playing small fun games like that,
right? You know what I'm saying? So right. Like, they're like the games, so like, I enjoy most,
right? Too. Exactly. So like as content creators, we have to like prioritize what's unfortunately like the hype thing in the moment. But then when you get big enough as streamers, you can like finally go back and actually have fun. To actually have fun. So, and then again, I've just been playing Isaac. I'm getting kind of close. I'm like 30 achievements away on Steam. And now that I know that Steam has like a completed games list, I'm obsessed. It's like I've officially hit over 500 hours, and I play like one run a night on my Steam Deck before I go to bed. So. And that is Goons' monthly What Have We Played update.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice little segment. You know?
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I like it.
Perfect. All right, what do we have on the docket first?
Our tablet went to sleep.
It's not a tablet. It's the Goon Central Nurse.
the Goon computer.
The Goon computer. Call of Duty. It has been leaked, I guess it's leaked, that the next Call of Duty is going to be Call of Duty Black Ops Gulf War. It's going to be the first Call of Duty that have a 4-year development cycle compared to Modern Warfare 3 that had a year and a half, apparently. And also to note, it has apparently, not confirmed yet, a pre-order bonus of having weeks early zombie play. I know you're a huge zombie fan. I know you're a huge Call of Duty fan.
Every year they announce the Call of Duty, I'm like, no, I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it. And then the day before, I'm like, you know what? It's pretty cool. I'm gonna waste $70. And then 2 weeks later, Black Friday happens, and I'm like, I got railed. They were not nice to me. I played Cold War, which was the last Black Ops at this point. It was okay.
Wait, what?
It was okay.
No. Before that, Cold War? Cold War, then it was...
it was the last Black Ops.
Okay.
That was the last Black Ops.
Oh, I didn't play game. That. Which I should have.
It was just okay.
Oh, really?
That was it. The multiplayer was fun. The zombies, I couldn't tell you anything from the zombies. I don't even think I played the zombies on that one.
Oh, really?
I might have played, like, the first map, and that was...
Did you have any friends to play with?
No, I think that was the problem.
You have any friends?
No.
No. Yeah, so like, yeah, I only like playing zombies with friends.
It's not something I could play by myself.
Right.
The multiplayer, I think, was okay. I definitely didn't play the campaign. I couldn't tell you last, like, Call of Duty campaign.
I heard that people liked the Cold War campaign.
I heard that was, like, the best part of it, and I just never got around to it.
Maybe for, like, a YouTube series, like, when we get huge, we'll do, like, we've beaten every Call of Duty in order.
I, like, want to do those. They're just, like, but they're...
Kind of like what we originally wanted to do for Assassin's Creed, but then bailed because...
Yeah, we played one.
And that's it. Yeah. Then Mirage, which we almost...
Yeah, we
finished.
Tried to get through all of them before Mirage came out. That was in January of this year. And then October hit, and we were like, well, we got through one.
I love that playthrough for two reasons. One, there's a lot of technical issues.
I unlocked at the end.
But dude, the whole time, Derek just didn't understand how to play. And like, even though you played it before, you don't understand how to parry.
I couldn't remember the parry system. Like, that was like Dark Souls 1, though. I had that problem. I could not parry the whole game. And then what's the boss, the main boss of Dark Souls 1? The god there, whatever his name is.
Cinder.
I parried him to death. And I was like, I've unlocked. I've achieved greatness.
I'm not sure about cool, but that's an interesting gamer tattoo. Like, I've unlocked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, once you get that as a tramp stamp. I'm unlocked.
No, it'd be, it's unlocked.
It's unlocked. It's unlocked.
Welcome
home, weary traveler.
It's a bonfire.
Please rest.
That'd be amazing, tattoo. Please rest at the bonfire. And then when it's open, it's the bonfire.
Fog gate below.
Oh my god. Oh my god, yeah. The fog gate, yeah. That'd be quite the painful tattoo. Okay, anyway.
Gulf War, I guess, would be cool because that's like the...
I've never heard a single thing about the Gulf War. I don't know anything.
It's like more one of the more modern but like real wars, I guess, right? That's like
right.
Early 2000s, right? Like post like
where's
Tower
the...
Kill or something.
What? Oh my god. Tower
Kill. And that's war, right? That's where Bush is like we're going. Is that the Gulf War?
No, or was that first Bush? No, that was first Bush. That's like
what the hell was the other one?
Iraq War? Yeah, the Iraq War.
Oh,
my god! All right.
Well, anyway, it's the second earliest war, I guess. Yeah, but I don't know anything about the Gulf War. Like, what happens? Who do we even fight in the Gulf War?
I have no idea what happens in the Gulf War. So every historical thing I learn about the Gulf War will be from Call of Duty.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they don't teach that in school.
We are betrayed by...
I think the only thing they taught us in school was there was a Gulf War by the first Bush president, and then nothing happened from it, though.
I don't remember at all.
Something about oil. I know it's something about oil.
It's always about oil.
Where's the screen timeout setting?
God, Androids are freaking weird. Live...
Where's always on? Oh, no, I don't want always on.
No, you do want always on. So I don't fall asleep.
Oh, my gosh. How does this work?
You're killing me. Anyway, while you're figuring that out. All the history I know in life is from Call of Duty games. So, evidently, I learned we're always at war with Russia. I've learned that a U.S. top commander betrayed us and shot two of our own soldiers, you know, everything I learned from Call of Duty, you know, like history wise, it's really accurate, which, you know, that could be like a good animated series. Like if like listening to playing Call of Duty,
world history based on Call of Duty.
No, you weren't when you're a history teacher, but everything you know is from Call of Duty. Like, okay, well, this guy Makarov, right? Huge dick.
He took out the best people in the war. It's up to 30 minutes.
Finally. Sheesh. So, like, here's my concerns. One, our skin's going to transfer. Two, actually, that's really just it. One.
This will also be the first Call of Duty where Treyarch's at the helm again, right? Because they're Black Ops.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. But where they've only been doing the zombies for Modern Warfare 2 and 3, because those were the last two. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder if it's been enough of a break for Treyarch to, like, do a whole game again.
I wonder,
it's been in development for 4 years, right? So, like, Xbox hasn't had much of a...
No, I think...
impact on it.
I
assume anything coming forward for, like, but, like, years from now.
I think they said the earliest it's going to be 2027.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because all the Call of Duty are already in development. They already have contracts.
Right.
You know, they can't just like, oh, now new ownership, bye-bye PlayStation. Although, it is confirmed that there's not going to be any more, like, launch-exclusive skins.
For Sony.
Sense. Right. Which I feel like they really didn't, like, utilize. Like, you couldn't have got, like, a Ratchet, you know, like a PlayStation, right. You know?
You could have had cool stuff for that, and they, like, blundered it. It was literally just, like, here's a gun, like... Okay. I don't think I ever used those guns.
To be fair, Modern Warfare 3's pre-order bonus, which I didn't do, but was like the zombie operator skin. That was pretty cool.
That one was cool. Yeah.
But like, so with Call of Duties, it's like, unless you know that you will not be able to use that skin for more than a year, then it's like such a letdown to buy them.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why it's great. That's why I was happy that this one, like, even though I didn't buy any skins,
right?
Like,
in the last
game, I'm just hoping that you could just transfer skins. But the problem is that like, they probably can't with gun skins because obviously it depends on the era.
Right, but the guns all like, change.
Right, but if it's the Gulf War, it's not too far back. But, like, if in multiplayer, who cares what era? Unless it's, like, you know, World War One, where it's, like, you know, or, you know, where it's so vastly different.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, Treyarch's my favorite of the three.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're Black Ops, like, that series is amazing.
Except for 4. There's no campaign. Yeah, it's okay, man. I feel like Activision has just kept, like, screwing themselves over and over. And Sledgehammer, I think it wasn't Advanced Warfare, like, appreciated after it was at, like...
Yeah,
after,
like, there's, like, a weird cult. Apparently, I think we talked about it during the one of the episodes, but there was a... what was it? What was the name of the game? Advanced Warfare? There was Advanced Warfare 2 was scrapped in place of Modern Warfare 3. Which was this year's Call of Duty, so...
Well, apparently the story goes, it's that they're working on Advanced... Or they want to do Advanced Warfare 2, and then Activision's like... Or Infinity War? Or Activision?
Activision.
Yeah, they're like, no.
you guys suck. No,
like, you could do that, or we could cut your development time in half and do a direct sequel to Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
But Activision, you promised us we wouldn't get another... half job like Vanguard, which apparently was the case. Apparently they had like less than 2 years to make Vanguard. Did you know that?
I don't know. But Vanguard was like good.
I like Vanguard. Yeah. But apparently a lot of people hated it. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah. It's a good World War II one again.
Right, exactly. But then the head of Sledgehammer's game's like, oh, no, that's totally false. Like we had the full development cycle and we're super proud of our product. And then it also kind of doesn't help the community side of it because Activision keeps touting that it's like one of the best player, like, not, like, hours played already. Like people are just playing the hell out of it.
For this Call of Duty?
Yeah.
I believe it, just based on it's all old maps again.
Well, yeah, right. That's fair. Oh, that's totally fair. I didn't think about that. So, I mean, I totally believe that it was made in a very short amount of time because, you know, like, it just...
Right, how hard is it? I mean, you know, not knocking game development or anything, right. But, like, how hard is it to just, like... remaster a map and maybe add like a little more to it, you know?
Right.
It's like you have a basis, you're just adding to it.
The
campaign's like a Warzone thing, so it's like you're using most the Warzone map.
So right? Like some of it are linear, but there are other ones are like open zones.
Which... Right, it's a lot of like, and even Zombies is now is like a Warzone thing, so it's like a lot of reused assets where you're like, you're not really making new stuff, right?
And with the maps, I mean, they did say like, oh yeah, we had to retool some things because of like speed and like height differences compared to old games, which is fair. But like, if you already have the maps and you just need to like, you know, polish them, that's so much faster than like having to completely
make a whole new thing with all new details and stuff everywhere.
Yeah, so I totally believe the year and a half. I think what they managed to get out was, at least multiplayer-wise, I've been enjoying it. I haven't played the campaign. Let me know in the comments. That's right. This is a shill. If I should play the campaign. If I should stream the campaign or he should stream the campaign. I don't know.
Is it co-op?
They don't do co-op
anymore,
but they should.
Right. Like, it was a cool thing back in the day.
Oh, was it co-op in old Call of Duty games?
Yeah, I think up until Modern Warfare 3 was the last one. It was like Black Ops 2... Oh, no, Black Ops 3 had it, too. I think that was the last one. Yeah. Oh. I think all the Black Ops had it, and I think Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3, World at War had it. Yeah, it was, like, the old school.
What's crazy? It still supports split-screen multiplayer.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know,
good
right?
For them.
I'll give them that. Like, the fact they optimized it, well, okay, maybe lack thereof, but the fact they're able to get that out when Halo couldn't.
Right, everybody else is having issues with split screen.
But, like, I think split screen's kind of like a dead genre.
Yeah, you know? I mean, like, I think Xbox and Sony have both just accepted, like, all right, we let Nintendo own that market.
Right.
And maybe, like, but weird, like third-party games.
But Nintendo doesn't have any split screen. They just have a shared screen.
Single
they always
screen.
Have a shared screen.
Right.
But,
yeah, split screen's like dead. I think even like Borderlands didn't do it with the newest one or something.
Oh, really?
They did it with 3, like on PS4 and Xbox One, I think, but not the upgrade version for some reason.
Mario Kart split screen, I thought about that. That's like the only Nintendo.
Oh, Mario Kart. Like those kinds of
right,
games.
Right, but it works
yeah.
flawlessly. Like, I trust Nintendo when they do it.
Right,
you know?
Right. I think that's
but,
just
like,
where they're at.
I don't think
like,
anyone's...
Nintendo owns that market. We'll leave it alone.
I don't think I'm going to be like, hey, Derek, can I come over to your place and play split-screen Call of Duty?
Right.
Like, it's like...
Oh my god, yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Check out the sick gun skin. Yeah. So I'm not saying it's like necessary, but I also feel like if they drop it, the fan base is going to freak out even though no one uses it.
Right. There's like probably a big niche market of it, and those people would riot if they got rid of it.
Are you kidding me? I can't play with my little brother. What am I going to do now? The only way I knew how to babysit him. Are you kidding me? So, I mean, obviously there's going to be trailers for us to get Gulf War. You think you're going to get suckered again?
Probably, right? We're going to just, like, be like, no, we're not buying it. Maybe. And then, like, the week before, just be like, all right, let's just get it.
Maybe by that point, we'll actually have, like, a content calendar schedule.
Yeah. We have nothing anymore. Yeah. I mean, we don't have any playthroughs, I guess, right now, but.
Or, like, of stuff we already have. Like, we could pick up, like, Sonic, what was it? Superstars?
Superstars, yeah.
But it's, like, $40 and...
Yeah, it's still not worth it. When it's, like, well, dead on sale. Right,
right. You know. Years.
I think at this point we're just going to play whatever we want for the holiday and just kind of, like...
Right.
Wait till big stuff starts coming out again.
Because I've been playing... Oh, I told him... Why did I mention this at the start? But Nickelodeon All-Stars World 2, I'm having fun with that. And we can play, we can kind of play that together. That, yeah. And we can just, or, you know, dick around with each other.
Right.
We didn't really touch on it, but what do you think about if, as a pre-order bonus, like, we a month early zombies?
I feel like that would be cool. I feel like, see, I just don't understand how it would work is the problem. But, I mean, everything's, like, a separate download now for Call of Duty.
So what they did was, and especially in this game, it's really annoying, but, like, they basically went the central client route, because now everything goes through Call of Duty headquarters. And it's really annoying, because every time I log in, it's like, buy Modern Warfare 3. Bro, I haven't played like, I'm playing it off the disc. Right. So, which also shows... Oh, you know what? I need to mention this. So, it turns out, Modern Warfare 3 does not have a platinum. Which indicates to everyone that it is just DLC, because DLCs don't get platinums.
Oh, man.
unless they fixed it, but yeah, look up Modern Warfare 3. Does have a platinum.
Modern Warfare 3.
And as he's doing that, I think for an early zombies, I think they're going to lock it behind a collector's edition or like a $100 edition. There's no way you pre-order base Call of Duty and they'll throw you the zombie mode that early. I think if you pay them, you know, Activision bucks or, you know, a direct Call of Duty coin, they'll be like, oh, now you can have it for an extra 50. Missing platinum.
Wow, what? The PS5 version's trophy list appears connected to last year's Modern Warfare 2, which seems to have been restructured to act
as a hub, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see?
Oh, my God.
But they said, like, oh, no, we worked on it for 3 years.
Did they, like, fix it?
No. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it being changed.
Wow. that's insane. What?
I know.
Oh, wait. PS5 version doesn't, but the PS4 version does?
Oh, really? Doesn't have...
The PS version 4 version has a standalone list and platinum trophy. Wow. Oh, yeah. So... What they did, so like on PS5, they list trophies as with DLC. Maybe if we remember, we'll throw like a picture here. So it has like Modern Warfare 2, and then Modern Warfare 3 has like a list thing. That's what they do with DLC. But on PS4, you have it as like, here's Modern Warfare 2, here's Modern Warfare 3 as games. So, wow, that's...
So does this basically confirm that it was...
Right, it was just supposed to be an add-on? Right. Wow. That's, wow. Which, that's so stupid.
We talked about it almost like months ago, but remember originally the rumor was that it was going to, like, there was a deal, it was going to be DLC this year?
I haven't played the campaign, but from what I've heard, it's very short and it's like
3 hours.
Very unfinished.
Yeah. So apparently there's not a huge cliffhanger. It ends on a
cliffhanger, yeah. So there's like another part, which everybody's like 50-50, but I think everybody's kind of leaning more towards like, there's going to be more as like updates, but like, I feel like that's stupid that they would update the game for a campaign.
Right.
Like nobody does that.
Right.
Or nobody has done that unless it's like a online.
I don't think they will. Something. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I have yet to play it. I have no room on my hard drive to play it. The game is like 200 something gigs.
Yeah.
And probably more at this point. I'm sure there's been like 90 updates since the game's come out. So
here's a 20 gig update for a slight bug fix with the, you know, the MP4.
The sound was wrong. It sounded like an MP5.
It was missing
an MP4.
A bullet in the chamber.
Right.
20 gigs. There you go. But yeah, back to Gulf War. I support this Call of Duty because, again, it was a nostalgia trip, but also because they let you, you know, directly support your skins and stuff like that. Right. If they don't do it for the next one, I might be out again.
Yeah.
But it also depends what comes out next year.
Right.
Right, because it's always, that's the November release.
Right.
Like, it stole every
And next year, I mean, we technically are due for a new Pokemon game next year. It'd be a remake or like an Legends game, maybe.
See,
but next year, yeah, I think Call of Duty will be a skip.
I think.
But like I said, I've said that every year, and I get screwed into buying it every year.
Just last note on that, I think next year is going to be remakes of Black and White 2. I don't think they're going to do Legends. I think they know the money is in dual copies.
Yeah, just keep remaking all the games. I mean, I guess they could do all the 3DS games too. I was gonna say realistically, Black and White is the last pixel game, so that's the last one you really have to remake. But because on the 3DS is when the remakes on the DS is when the remakes really started. But
right,
yeah, I guess Black and White.
They will. I think they will. It's not about if they can. It's that they will.
It's also not easy money, right? Black and White's not a safe pick for Nintendo.
Right,
but.
They were the worst performing ones, I think.
Was a weird time where everybody stopped playing Pokemon, and like it just wasn't cool anymore. Everything about Gen 5 sucked. The anime sucked. The games.
I was still bullied.
The game. Yeah, it was like our generation was like in high school, and we we don't play Pokemon, and I'd go home and like under my blanket, like. Pachirisu, no. Like, but you know.
I picked Tepig. I hate this pig. Dude, I feel bad for anyone. Anyone who picked Snivy, I genuinely
got shafted. And you guys who picked Oshawa, and you got two evolutions of greatness, and then Samurott came, and you were like, "Damn!"
I know you've changed your ways.
I still can't.
Dude, I've changed my weight. I really have, and I really, honestly, Legends did it for me. I don't know. I'll fight you to death on that one. Yeah. I'm sorry to think about the blanket thing. Yeah, like that's almost exactly what I would do. I'd go home and Pokemon's stupid.
And it's bad because like it also bled into the Gen 2 remakes, which was like they were amazing. The Gen 2 remakes were amazing.
No, you're amazing, just terrible.
But it's Gen 2 still, so it sucks. But
right.
But like Gen 2 remake had like the follow mechanic, which was like amazing. Like that blew my mind.
Did Soul Silver have up to what gen did it have?
Or Gold and Soul Silver.
Yeah.
It was 1 and 2 you could play through. You could transfer in up until, I think it was before Gen 5. So up to 4.
Oh, okay.
So you could have everything in there.
See, I wanted to do that with the remakes for Black and White 2 then. Because like BDSP didn't have.
Right, they locked out everything.
Right.
Other than what was
technically
allowed to be there. So.
Right. I don't know. It would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I love this next topic because I'm so excited. GTA 6. GTA 6 confirmed?
If you didn't watch the last episode, we talked about GTA 6 extensively.
With Air Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud and GTA 6. Rob will confirm he loves both.
Yeah.
But yeah, GTA 6 will help you quit smoking.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know why this is blowing up. I know why. Because
it's GTA.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
it's also, it's a hint, right? If you quit smoking, that also means the game will come out March 31st, 2024.
National Quit Smoking Day.
Yes.
This Reddit user is like, the rundown is basically, hey, I'm in terrible health, but I know GTA 6 is going to be coming out at some point. So this is my 10th day quitting. Thanks, GTA 6. So, you know, it gave me motivation to actually quit. Which, for starters, look, I'm happy you're trying to quit. Don't get me wrong in there. However, it's a little weird that it took GTA 6 to help you quit.
Yeah, it's weird that you're quitting just so you can live to see the release of GTA 6.
But, hold on, to be fair, though. Like, and I mean, totally
everybody's got their
right.
influence, whatever.
But, no, what I was going to say is that, like, But that's not exactly how I thought about it. But then I realized, like, if I was in that predicament and Smash Ultimate was coming out, I would I would have everything.
You know what?
That was like the that was one of the last times where I felt pure joy.
Oh my god!
Yeah, pure
the
joy.
The trailer for that, where it was just.
We should do a reaction.
I was just thinking that after this, we might go do a reaction just because I want to watch it again. I'll like cry and just be like, oh, did you
everyone is here, and then everyone freaks out because Snake. But
yeah.
Anyway, back to the GTA 6. You know, again, good reason. Any reason to quit is a good reason. However, it's like I think our people news outlets are picking this up because it's literally a GTA 6 headline that's from Reddit to massive entities. And apparently they're making some kind of announcement soon because I think it said December 6th, but they also sent out an email, like an email blast to people like, hey, get ready for the next chapter in like Rockstar history. Did you see that? That happened. I think it was like earlier today.
No, I didn't.
Why would he look at your phone?
I feel like, I feel like if they're going to make an announcement, it'll be at the Game Awards, right?
Well, that's what people are thinking. Yeah, yeah. People are thinking it's going to be which would.
What was it? GTA 6 email leak?
I don't even say leak, but just GTA 6 email.
From 10 hours ago.
Yeah, let's see here.
An email hints that more information about GTA 6 might be around the corner as the first trailer is set for early December.
Yeah.
Which the 7th is the Game Awards, which you should only check us out. We are going to do something. I don't know what.
We signed up for the live stream, which will be pretty sweet.
Right.
Unless they're playing live music, they screw you. They will copyright you to death. Every time, the last two times we did this, or at least like did a reaction.
It's on the 7th, right? The Game Awards?
I believe so. This is live info. Check out our voting video and our Game of the Year predictions. Those are two videos I will hopefully remember to link down below. But you can also just look at it because on our channel.
Yes.
Yeah, December 7th. That's where Jeff Keighley, every year he goes
Jeff
to the same
Keighley's like,
hire.
World premiere. And then
check, please.
Yeah. Money, please. So I guess they had an email, basically. Something's coming for GTA 6. Nothing was shown in the tweet nor the email, just some details and dates, which I obviously didn't post.
Said a random Twitter.
Said the guy who apparently leaked it, Nima021 on Twitter. It's coming.
Now, do you think the Air Bud will be in that trailer?
Or? Yes, I think so. I think Air Bud's actually the cover athlete for GTA 6.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you see the like how I updated the thumbnail for
No, I didn't.
You didn't. Oh, everyone, check out our last podcast episode. But if you look in the top,
that's great. Beautiful.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. Well, it was after I saw that video on like how to update thumbnails.
Right.
And I'm like, well, we talk about it. Anyway. I'm not sure if you did any research on it. I know I haven't, but I assume the GTA community is exploding right now.
Oh, yeah. If I go on Reddit,
Dad came back because he heard about the trailer?
Yeah, I mean, like, they're busting everything, you know? They're like, oh my god, this is it. This is real. There's 1 million members for the GTA Reddit.
That's insane.
Okay? Let's see. What was the last post on here? Anyone else realize that when wearing headphones, audio will play in them based on where the audio is coming from, based off where the camera is facing?
That's how that works.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Okay. That's how stereo works. And
I just had a weird story theory about GTA. You guys, dude. I mean, what
is it wrong to like dog on a community so hard?
This guy, right? Anyone else find GTA Vice City stories to be quite hard? That's fine. But like, okay, GTA 3 can't deliver fire truck for the import export side activity.
GTA 3, it's
been how long since GTA 3 came out, and we're still like having discussions about
only
it?
One. Yeah, but I mean, see, like, that, I like that about Reddit, that there are going to be discussions about this kind of stuff.
Right,
but, like,
right.
Some of it is just cringy and just redundant. But I think that's a... I don't know if I want it playing in, like... What is this?
I don't know.
I don't know
who that guy is. Anyway. Most evil GTA protagonist? Why are we... Jover?
It's Jover. Let's see here. Rockstar Warehouse 20. It's just things that are on sale because it's GTA. Whatever. Anyway. Actually, that's what it was about.
I
totally forgot to talk about that. Yeah, how the GTA 5 voice actor Ned Luke swatted while playing GTA.
So that's what that video was. It was him getting swatted. Yeah, they called the cops on him or whatever.
Apparently it was like his first time streaming.
That sucks. Like, why do you guys got to do that?
I honestly believe that if you purposely, there's
the Reddit post about the smoking guy.
Yeah. Fan claims he quit
smoking. Has 890 upticks.
So that's from a photo, though. So, like, it could definitely
be more. Right, it could definitely be more.
Because, like, normally things like that don't get, like, massive attention. Right. The voice actor for, what's the main character? Michael?
Kevin Michael. Michael.
Michael, yeah. Kevin, he got swatted, like, the first time him actually streaming. And I honestly think people who call false, like, swatting.
Should be in jail for, like, ever.
I would say, like, 20 minimum. And I know that sounds harsh, but A, you're putting someone's lives at risk, or even families.
Right.
B,
you're wasting resources. Oh, yeah, like definitely. The cops are wasting time and suiting up and doing all this stuff.
It sets a precedence that.
It's not funny. It's not funny. What's the joke? Like, got the cops there. Like,
that happened to iShow Speed. He just bought a house and then
they swatted him. Yeah.
Like, that's like the biggest problem now for streamers and content creators. It's like, you give people an inch and they just, like, for some reason, these psychopaths. Actually, I want to backtrack for a second. If first of all, are these calls not recorded? If I'm calling the, like, hey, I need to report, like,
call 911, they know where you are. They get your, like, location from your phone.
But if you're calling in something that serious, I honestly believe they should ask you, okay, what is your address? What's your phone number?
They should take all of your information and, like, literally, like, sit there and verify it.
Exactly.
And be like, okay, I have your picture and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I know where you are. If this is false, like,
I would argue, I might be overreaching here. I would argue that they need to provide their social security and then, like, the person looking it up with whatever database they have, like, hey, answer this, like, what is the, you know, something from an official document that only the actual owner of that document would know.
Right.
So that way they know it's not some, or they can figure out who the person is before the SWAT goes through.
Right.
Because it's insane that we're not punishing more people. And I say 20 years because I think it serves like a precedence that, hey, if you're willing to do this and you know it's false, 20 years is like basically more than a fifth of your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to scare you. And it should, because that's insane. So I really feel bad for that dude. But hey, you know what? At least we got a kid to quit smoking from GTA 6.
That's right.
And that's the real
moment. And you know what? It's coming out March 31st, 2024.
If you like call that exactly,
right,
I will eat a sock.
Wait, hold on. I gotta see what day of the week March 31st is. I have to see if March 31st is a real day, because I don't really know.
Yeah, let's see here.
31st is a day, but it's a Sunday. No. So March 29th will be the release date of GTA 6.
Isn't Thursday that?
Thursday will be the midnight release. Oh, right. 29th, though, GTA 6, guys. 2024. Put it on your calendar now.
Double side note, when we were playing Mario Party on stream, you guys should check it out. Didn't I call like three different
dice? Oh, my God, yeah. There was like insane voodoo magic going on.
It's like four. Oh, four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like, that was crazy. okay, so, and basically last we have on our notes, which I can't wait to share with people, Last of Us 2 is getting an official, getting a remaster. So a few notes here. One, I did a solo segment on this, which you can totally check out, but you can probably get more information as we're talking about it here. Two, I think we can agree that game is ass in most areas. That game was just like a massive disappointment.
Yeah.
Three years? A game only been out 3 years and you're saying we should get a remaster?
Yeah.
That's... What?
Okay, so... Where do we start? Let's see. Alright, so the remaster is coming with... I'm trying to find just like a list of feature. So it has a new mode containing 12 levels of like prototype levels that they tried to make for the game, but like it didn't fit in, I guess.
No, hold on. I just want to clarify here.
So 12 levels are for the roguelike mode.
Yeah.
There's a roguelike survival mode. There's levels that, like, I don't know how many, but there's, like, 12. Unfinished levels.
Oh, that's three.
Like,
that's
yeah,
three.
Mechanic.
Three
things
levels
they tried to make. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a co-op thing, right? Wasn't there like a co-op survival thing they were trying to do?
No, that's the online thing that they're.
Oh, that's the online. Yeah. So it was just those two things, right? That they're adding.
So there's that. There's those two. Oh well, like the survival mode, it's gonna let you pick from a vast amount of characters, and a lot of them never before played. Which, I mean, you've only played like as three: Joel,
right,
Ellie and Abby,
right? Yeah,
realistically. I think there's like enhancements to the photo mode.
Right, the photo mode's better. Oh, there's the guitar mode where it's really cool. Like, we'll give them that. Like, you could just play the guitar and play whatever songs you want to make up, and I'm sure people will get really cool at it and whatever.
Different instruments, apparently.
Yeah, so like it's cool.
Yeah, but I think films like 99% do it once. I'm like, okay, like,
right?
If I'm gonna play guitar, I'll just play real guitar.
Right. So that's what they add. All of that is super cool, right? We'll give them that. Like, they're all really cool things. Why did The Last of Us 2 A get a remaster? Yes, after 3 years,
it looks so different.
B, get all this really cool stuff, but The Last of Us Part 1 didn't. And that's the game everybody loves. That's, like, literally the game of, like, our generation, pretty much.
Right.
Like, everybody's played that game. Everybody loves that game. That game won Game of the Year, like, literally 4 years from the, like, release of it. Like,
not only did they get two remasters, but it got negative benefits because it removed the online from the last one.
Right. And, yeah, the remaster was just the PS4 remaster ported to PS5, right? Like, they didn't upgrade more. Or they made it, maybe they gave it like a 4K mode, but like.
There's PS3, the original. Then there's PS4. It wasn't a remaster. It was just like.
It was just an HD port.
Right. And then there was the remaster that made it native, or made it like native 4K.
Right.
That did make it look a little glossier. Right.
But like, they lost the online. I mean, you got the Left Behind DLC for free. Right. Like, whatever. Which, cool. Yeah, right. But, like, you didn't add anything to the game either time you did anything.
I think they added, like, a better photo mode. I think. Maybe enhancements, but, like, again.
Probably in the PS5 version. Right, but, like, the PS5 version, you lost the online, so we're losing content there.
Right.
And you charge full price. It was a $70 game when it came out.
Or, no,
you're right. It was $60. Yeah, we didn't get the price hike yet. But yeah, $60 game. Like, why?
And also, just a note, the upgrade, if you already have it, whether it's disc or online, is $10. Just to clarify.
Right. So, they're not screwing you with The Last of Us 2 either.
If you have it
already, disc or digital, you pay $10, you get it. Which is...
Honestly, like $10, I think that's fair purely because that new mode they're adding.
Right. Then the roguelike sounds really cool. The guitar is like cool for like streamers and stuff because they'll like really optimize it, and like the unfinished levels and stuff is cool. Oh, but like,
there's one more thing. Sorry, they also have it so like there's director commentary for every level, I believe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like you understand, so like you just know the thought process and stuff,
right?
Which is like something I would like to delve deep into after I beat the game, just like having fun with it, or like I really care about the lore, but it's Last of Us 2, so honestly, I'm pissed.
Right.
Yeah, like, if it's an upgrade, like, and you already have it, if you have it on disc, though, you have to put the disc into the PS5, but it'll give you, like, the digital version to play off of.
Yeah, which is, like, how things worked when the PS5 first came out, too. Right. They did it with the PS4 and stuff as well. So, like,
$10, and you're already a fan? Yeah, I'd say go for it.
It's worth it.
But just buying it for $70... I'd rather just like forget it existed, kind of like Scrub Season 9, and just play and just have the perfection that is 1. In fact, I'm very close. I'm thinking once it gets to maybe around 20 to get the last of us.
I almost bought it. It was on sale for $40 for Black Friday
on PS5.
For PS5.
Oh, okay.
I just want to play it again. I want that experience again.
That'd be good for backlog, like a stream.
Yeah,
I'll do it on PC. That's why I was like, it's like, and just nice to own it. That was so, like, especially like imagine the internet's out. I'm like, man, when am I gonna play? That's just like
play The Last of Us.
That game
it's
is
a good game.
It's so hard for me to see how perfect Last of Us 1 is and how dog shit Last of Us 2 is.
You literally, like, destroyed. I don't know, Naughty Dog. You, like, had such a... you had such a good start to that game, and then you, like, ruined it.
Like, yeah, you just ruined it hard.
Yeah, yeah. Like, like, you had me enraged. I mean, spoiler alert, but the game's been out for 3 years. If you haven't played it or heard of what happens. So, like, you had me, when Joel died, I was enraged. And, like, I literally took control of Ellie, and I was like, I'm killing everybody. Everybody will die. And then you had me take control of Abby, and I'm like, what?
What?
Why? What? Like, it literally did nothing. By the end of the game, I still just wanted to kill Abby and all of her friends. And I couldn't do that.
Well, you killed everyone but Abby.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, it's just like, why? You know? Yeah, they're trying to, like, give it humanity. Right. Or
forgiveness.
Like, oh,
yeah. Okay. My nuts. All right? It's post-apocalyptic world. Kill or be killed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was just like, there's... See, like, the thing is, that Last was one. I'm not saying they had to recreate the magic, but you literally... It was, like, the perfect story of, like, an adopted child, more or less, going through the country and, you know, getting this adventure, learning from each other, and then, like, then you have to deliver her and then realize, oh, they're actually going to just, like, kill her to get the cure.
Right.
And as, like, her pseudo-father, like, I can't do this. I just don't have the... I can't emotionally do it. But then Last of Us 2 is like, lol, no. Yeah. JK. JK.
You don't want to kill her? All right, Joel, you're like, next.
Joel dying was... At least should have been an end of, you know, part two, or just, like... massive ending or mid-ending to part three.
Yeah, there should have been a Last of Us 2, but this, like, not this game. This should have been Last of Us 3.
Right. And even then, I
and even then, like, yeah, the whole...
Him dying at the beginning is so bad.
That and just, like, it's fine if he died at the beginning and I only played as Ellie. Like, Abby just ruined the game. I don't want to play as Abby.
You know, so, like, I think what they should have done, just retrospectively, is... If they're going to kill off Joel, they should have had that scene as a flashback at the end. So, like, maybe it starts like you're pissed off and, like, you get the bits and pieces that, you know, like, you and Joel had, like, this disconnect and you, like, traveled off and you're like, why are we hunting Abby? I don't understand. And then, like, the very end, you just find out, oh, my God, Joel died.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, the start of it, like, yeah.
Damn, that would have been such a good game if that got... Naughty Dog, if you take this idea, I'm suing you. It's documented. Everybody sees this. The whole game should have been you playing as Ellie, but Joel's there, right?
Oh, and like a Batman Joker.
Yes. And the whole game, Joel's there. And at the end, you're there to kill Abby. And Joel's just, like, gone. And you're like, where'd Joel go? And, like, that's the big reveal where, like, she killed Joel. Like,
that would be insane. That would just be
Naughty Dog, dude. Like, I'm getting chills just thinking of that concept, and you have ruined that for me now.
So the only issue I find with that is how they would make it. So, like, because Joel would need his own horse. So is she, like, imagining the horse, too?
Oh,
so
yeah, just, like, okay. Everything. Like, program okay. the it whole just... game where Joel's, like, there. Mm-hmm. Like, you, they, like, none okay, of the NPCs, no, like, interact with him. Uh-huh. Or he's,
no, no,
like...
No, no, let me take a step further. Like, yeah, they don't interact with him. But, like, the thing she's imagining him doing is, like, an outside presence. So, like, her thing, oh, Joel's helping her, is just, like, someone else who's a friend to her. Like... It's just her thought that it's Joel because she's, like, you know, hit or traumatized so hard.
Right.
But, yeah, and that's how they get over that hump because that's, like, the only obstacle.
Right, otherwise they would always have to be like, oh, well, Joel, like, fell through the floor or something.
Right,
you have
to
made up with him.
Right, exactly. So, like, she just hallucinates them or Joel onto a person. That would be sick.
Right,
that,
damn. Come on, Naughty Dog. You really screwed up.
we give you gold and you returned us with shit. Why? Oh, my God. Now I'm this is a rage room.
Yeah. Just, like, you start breaking stuff.
Damn it! I don't care what I destroy. I don't care. None of it's mine. None of it. Whew. Man, that is such a great way. That would have fixed everything.
Yeah.
That would have made it so much
better.
We'll
have to, like, chop that out and make it, like, a segment thing and be like, we fixed The Last of Us 2.
That, honestly? Like, that, yeah, that's not a bad idea for a video, but, fix is in all caps, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're on the head and...
Right, right. Like, and then, like, in the, like, we're gonna do, like, a close-up of Joel's butt, and he's like, we solved? be like the anime zoom in effect, you know? Like, we solved Last of Us Part 2 and Joel's ass, like, huh? No, but honestly, that's way better than what they did. Yeah. I mean, anything would be better what they did, but like,
right.
That, like I reference it because I think the first time I ever really, well, not first time, but like, relevantly, I think about just Batman Arkham Knight and the dynamic of Joker was there all the time, which was really cool.
Right,
was
and a then great at way the to... end, you're like, wait, what?
He's well, no, I mean, well, I mean, you knew at the beginning. Whole, yeah, but... you knew the whole time, but like, but it was just really well done. And that
there was like a movie, like, oh, Shutter Island was like that. That was like that whole movie where he was like a cop the whole movie, but then at the end it's like, oh, wait, he was an insane patient, like, in the asylum. I never saw him. Yeah.
Spoiler! That should be, yeah, our new movie podcast, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
Someone just recently commented on a video. Pretty funny reaction to something. Nice.
Unless wait, it's to me. Hour? It said to hour. Hold on, I gotta...
Wait, hold on, yeah, hold on, this is live?
Live reaction to the comment of a reaction?
That'd be kind of nuts if, come on.
Oh, wait.
In the comment section. Oh, wait, what?
Elden Lean?
Ready for her unhinged. Sorry. Spoilers. We did a reaction to Wizard of the Guns videos, and they actually commented on one of our reactions. It's like, hey, we love you guys. I'm like,
Yeah, it was so nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I was like this close from.
Oh, yeah. Busted.
But they saved me.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe we solved. Last was part two. Yeah. That was good.
Naughty Dog, all it took was 15 seconds of us thinking. You had what, like 10 years?
Let us, right. Man, I really can't explain to you the sheer disappointment I had in that game. When I borrowed a friend's PS4, I think, for it. Yeah. And I was just like, this is terrible. And it made, every time I played Abby, or like just playing Abby made me think about playing Ellie, and it made it just worse. It ruined the experience.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
I own Last of Us Part 2, I think, digitally, so I'll just pay $10 and get the roguelike mode.
Oh, yeah, we can do a video.
To try it out. I'm sure it'll be cool. I am, like, actually excited about it. I think it'll be cool. But,
Dinosaur down. Yeah, I mean, for only $10, yeah, that's like our but should you buy slash.
Right, I mean, if you own it, if you got suckered into that game already, like.
Like everyone, it's not even suckered if it like right. everyone.
It's also just like new content. I don't know, so like what's weird to me too is like Naughty Dog's wasting their time doing all this stuff. Like what, are they just like not working on anything else other than the online for it and now this?
I think they're working on some new IP, I think.
Oh.
But all the online's in like development hell.
Yeah, apparently. They like stopped production on it for some reason. I remember reading.
I think Sony was just like, "This isn't fun." We're like, Sony's like, "This is not good."
Yeah,
not good.
Why are you making this?
Oh god, that was awesome. You got anything else before we call it?
I don't know when this is gonna release, but we hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you guys got some cool stuff on Black Friday. Let us know in the comments below what you got.
Yeah. Or let us know in the Discord. Send us pictures.
Yeah, join the Discord. We have a static link now. It's just whatever, discord.gg/goonsgamesandgear.
Unless we lose that level and then it's gone.
Oh, crap. Yeah, someone join and boost the server, please. We don't want to lose that. But yeah, like, comment, subscribe, become a member. Rate us on podcast platforms, because that we still need to, I think. Great. Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
We have like 17, which is, I don't know where that came from.
What?
Yeah.
No, we don't. Hold on.
I'm sorry. I meant followers. Followers.
That's still good, though. Yeah, I didn't know we did. That. Wait, hold on. I haven't checked our reviews. We're gonna...
Wait, unless, I mean, we use Anchor or Spotify for podcasters now.
Right.
And unless it was the total of all of our platforms combined, but I saw 17 the other day.
Right. Well, we have 7 reviews. That's definitely gone up. Yeah. I think we had like 5 last time I checked. So.
Yeah, so.
So thanks everybody who has reviewed. If everybody else can review,
yeah, really
check
it
out. This is kind of also like a bonus episode, because we were taking a break from the just us.
Yeah.
But like we're in person, so we're gonna
have once fun a month
in person.
Yeah. So kind of bonus, but I'm not really sure where I'm gonna put this out, but yeah, it's a fun episode. We're gonna keep doing it as long as you guys like it, or we're having fun with it, which is honestly a lot more fun than online.
Yeah.
So have a good one, guys, and we'll see you guys next time. I'm gonna cross my watch to the end. Bye bye.